One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya and welcome to the Red Men TV. The Reds have just got a much needed win in the chase for top four. We've just beaten Wolves 2-0, and at half time, let me tell you, it was graft. I didn't know what I was watching. It looked like we lacked energy, we were lethargic, we were sluggish. But in the second half, Liverpool grew into the game so much more. We were so much better. The intensity was there. Yes, we're still a little bit vulnerable, but take the positives out of the day. That's what we need to do, because look, we're in a long season here to try and get top four, and we've got to take each individual win, each high, and roll with it, and hopefully use the confidence, because guess what, it gets much, much bigger on the weekend, because we face Manchester United at Anfield. A win had to happen tonight, otherwise going into that game everyone would have absolutely dreaded it. But I thought in the second half we were really good. Look, we weren't brilliant overall in the game, but our persistence came through, and we scored two really good goals, to be honest. The first one, we keep the ball alive. Jota does so well, and Virgil is there. Virgil tonight captained, he was boss, he was absolutely boss. And then the second goal, the touch by Cody Gakpo, when he came on he was incredible. And Kostas obviously seeks out his best mate Salah, puts it in the back of the net. It gives us the belief and the relief that, you know, we can hold on to the win, and we get a clean sheet. It is wins all over the place. And I'm joined, I'll take you over to them, shall I? I've got Arthur, and obviously Steve Plonk, you know Steve Plonk, that's just normal. Arthur, your first game, what did you think of it, mate, being at Anfield?
Performance wasn't the best, but we still won, we needed 3 points, so...
You are your dad's son, aren't you? Very much, yeah. Honestly, you know a lot of football already. How old are you?
12.
Wow. 12-year-old and knows his football. So tonight, obviously, Nunes, I'm going to ask you about him first. He excites me constantly, and he added something that we didn't have against Crystal Palace. He wasn't there in the first half, we didn't see him, but in the second half he was really our outlet. Could have got a goal, but VAR chalked it off. What did you think of Nunes tonight?
Well, he played well, but unfortunately didn't get the goal, so it's just how it is, unfortunately.
But we bounced back. We didn't get the goal, and Steve's absolutely kind here, just panted. Look at that. That's a... Well, what are you... Oh, very proud.
I'm
laughing at him. Oh, I don't know why. Yeah, tonight, that goal that went against us, it could have run really, really bad, but we bounced back. What do you think of the two goals? Where were you sat?
I was sat... On the U2 area.
Main stand in line with the 6-yard line.
So did you get good views of the goals then?
Yeah.
Boss. Rate it out of 10 for your first game ever at Anfield?
8.5.
What could have made it 10?
Maybe if Nunes' goal counted, a bit better of a performance.
Yeah.
Fair. First half, definitely.
Fair play. First half, you could have fell asleep.
Yeah,
too fair, yeah. Steve, I'll come to you then. Wasn't glamorous, wasn't easy, but guess what? I don't care. We got the win. Your overall thoughts on the performance? It was a massive win going into, you know, the weekend.
It's all about 3 points right now. Sometimes the performance doesn't matter. It's about getting the points. And for what we want to do, get to fourth place, absolutely. You're right, first half was hard to watch. You could have fell asleep watching it. They came out in the second half with a little bit more intensity. They moved the ball a bit quicker, which was the most important thing. I said to him, not that he'd understand, that they need to move the ball a lot quicker in the first half. 4 or 5 touches, you can't open teams up if you're sitting on the ball. So, yeah, better second half, some good goals. Unfortunately for Nunes, that would have been class if he'd had that one, but 3 points, very much the order of the day, and they'll be buzzing they've got that.
Yeah, they will. They'll take it. You know, they don't care how the wins come. It's important that we just get the win. I'll come back to you then. Jota, tonight, he didn't have his greatest game of football, but guess what, he stuck to it, he put in a graft and he gets the assist because he's kept something alive, he's on his toes, and he gets applauded off the pitch because that is what he deserved.
Yeah, he worked really hard, the quality came in the assist, but he worked really hard throughout the game without really getting much in return. He never gave up, he didn't put his head down, he carried on. It's going to take him two or three more games to get back to the Jota that we know. He's had a long time out, but there were some signs there today. He put one on their defender as well later on in the game. Absolutely nailed him. That's the Jota we love. So two or three more games and he'll be back to firing all cylinders, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, and Courtney to come over. Well, she's getting a walk in, she is.
Courtney
off the rain. I know, yeah, why is she stood in the rain? Courtney, what did you think of the midfield tonight? Because I thought Fabinho looked a lot better in the second half. Stefan Bajetic, I honestly thought he could have got sent off. He's such a clever player to not go into some of them challenges. I thought a couple of times in that second half he was going to get sent off for the second yellow. And I just thought, did you like the balance of the midfield tonight? In the first half it was very slow, but we didn't concede many chances. And we actually created quite a couple in that first half.
Yeah, I definitely think it was very much more positive from the midfield tonight. I thought Stefan's probably, although did go in for quite a few challenges, he's one of our best players this season, especially like talk about breakthrough players, he's got to be the winner of that for this season for us because he's just 18 years old and absolutely smashing it. I do agree, I do think he could have been sent off, and I think Fabs was lucky as some of his challenges at times because it's typical Fabs sliding in all over the place. But yeah, definitely. I think it was just a lot better from the midfield. I don't like saying that because I just feel like we jinx it and then come next game or two, we'll just get proven wrong again. But hopefully it's here to stick now.
What I can tell you is not an I say will affect Liverpool and how they play football, because I've been saying they've been crap for a long time this season and it's not really got much better throughout it all. Going up top then, I mentioned him earlier. Gakpo came on. He's unfortunate to miss out today. From the off, I thought he was brilliant and he was so influential when he came on. The second goal is all of his touch, I believe. Yeah, Costas picks out Salah, and Salah, you know, kept going throughout the entire game. I was so impressed with Cody Gakpo when he came on.
Yeah, definitely. I think ever since he's got that first goal, he's just been building on it game after game, and you can see his confidence growing. I think for me, he's definitely going to start next weekend because I think that's why he's got saved. I was quite shocked to see him not in the starting lineup, just because I think his performance lately after every single game, there's just something even better to talk about. But I'm hoping, again, going about jinx and stuff, I can see him getting a goal against United just the way it's going. I think if he starts and he gets a good 60, 70 minutes after that, he's on fire and he's going for it.
Yeah, he is, Paul, all the way over there, bringing you in for the final little part. It was a much-needed win. I'm feeling a lot better about my life, a lot more confident for Manchester United. Hi, do you want to? You know what? Footy just puts me in a good mood, and that's why I need the Reds to keep winning. And I don't care how we did it, we got over the line tonight, and it was a lot of effort, it was a lot of hard work, it was a lot of graft, but I cannot wait for Sunday in terms of what atmosphere we can create for those players, give back to them for tonight, and hope that they, you know, show us something in return.
Well, no, because we needed the team to dig deep tonight. Because that's the kind of game, I don't care how good Liverpool are, it's never a brilliant atmosphere against teams that you're supposed to beat in, when it's freezing cold, blah, 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 blah. All those normal reasons. This was always the type of game and type of opponent where you need the team to turn up and show it and beat them up and then give it back into the stands. The crowd will be absolutely up for it at the weekend, of course, Manchester United, but we needed that. I think the team needed that to prove to themselves that they can dig deep and they can get the result, that they don't need it to be perfect. They don't need the perfect atmosphere and the perfect 11 and the perfect conditions and, you know, and all the refereeing. Listen, the referee was fucking atrocious tonight. Absolutely atrocious, because, well, it's Tierney, and he is just an abysmal, I think probably human, I don't know, I'm guessing human being.
He is.
Yeah, but he was an MP, he'd have a terrible voting record. He's rubbish, and we could have let that get into our heads. That could have been one of the reasons we go, well, it's not our night because the referees went against us, or X, Y, and Z, and they dug deep. And again, it was the senior players. Virgil van Dijk, I said it on my video, Virgil van Dijk really dug in for us. I think Fabinho had one of his better games for us as well. Thought he was a little unlucky with the yellow card, but I'm sure on second view it might be slightly different. But Chester thought was unlucky to get booked, and so on and so forth. But the team pulled in the right direction tonight, and it means that we go into United at the weekend instead of being down in the dumps and thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm thinking, fuck it, bring him on.
Yeah, 100%. Arthur, I'm going to bring you back in just for your man of the match. You can finish it off for us. Who was your man of the match tonight, mate?
I'd say Nunes, because in the second half he played quite well with his pace on the ring, and I think he definitely deserved that goal, but like I said, he got unlucky, so...
Give him a job!
Oh, brilliant. First game, hopefully many more to come, and you never know, he might be taking over Steve Plunk, he might be taking over his dad sometime soon, but yeah, nice one for watching the video. Do head over to MN Plus, check out all of our instant match reaction. We've got the fan...
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock. Because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
No word coming tomorrow as well on that game. And come on, bring on United.